20 years ago, pain followed me home from a holiday like an unwanted companion. When it moved in, I soon discovered I had a thief on hand. Activities which I had previously taken for granted began to disappear. In time, a job I loved was taken from me too. You mustn't give in to pain, the voice inside me kept saying. Like most of my inner voices, it had its origin in my early years. Back then, you didn't let an obstacle best you. I went from doctor to consultant, and to a few charlatans for good measure, all the while hoping they were the ones who could heal me. By any professional standard, I was a most compliant patient. I followed the medical procedures recommended. I stretched, walked, did all the right things, and still pain gripped and grounded me. I was hungry for information that would throw light on my situation. I read of success stories in books and wondered why it wasn't happening for me. I had gone well past the heal-by date for pain. When a doctor mentioned chronic pain, I heard it as a sign of weakness on my part. There had to be something I wasn't doing right. I was determined to get back to normal living and not become a statistic with chronic as my middle name. I had a lot to learn. In this month dedicated to chronic pain awareness, I think back on my journey and on the valuable life lessons pain has taught me.